Welcome to the IBP Insider, where you'll hear quick, insightful stories from the world of integrated business planning and the leaders using it to dramatically improve their companies. I'm your host, Crystal Lee. Well, actually, I'm her AI-powered voice clone. This innovation frees Crystal to spend more time doing what she loves, guiding organizations through transformative change using IBP. For more than a decade, Crystal has helped dozens of global companies with their IBP journeys. From here forward, I'll speak in Crystal's voice and perspective, but rest assured every story you'll hear emerges from her deep and meaningful experience implementing IBP across a variety of industries. While details may be modified to protect client confidentiality, the insights are real. Today, I want to share a story about leadership, trust, and the kind of breakthrough that numbers alone just can't deliver. I was working with a manufacturing company that had a solid market position, untapped potential, and a brand new CEO eager to shake things up. Her goal was growth, and her instinct was to go after better planning, tighter forecasts, and clearer metrics. Sounds reasonable, right? Except things weren't clicking. Improvements weren't coming as fast as she had hoped they would. I come across this situation often. A new leader steps in, looks at the performance results, and naturally thinks, if we can just fix the numbers, everything else will follow. But here's the thing. Sometimes the real issue isn't in the numbers. It's in the behaviors behind the numbers. So there we were in a high-stakes financial review meeting staring at the latest results. Let's just say they weren't good. Despite every function having a robust, newly revised plan going into the quarter, the same issues kept coming up. Missed targets, late deliveries, and frustration boiling just beneath the surface. I listened closely as they tried to work through the root cause of their performance issues. The sales director, exasperated, said, "We need to hit our targets, but they can't deliver on time." Without missing a beat, the manufacturing head fired back. "If we had accurate forecasts, we wouldn't be in this situation." It wasn't just disagreement, it was blame. And experience tells me, when blame becomes the default language in an organization, alignment crumbles, decisions become defensive, and the entire planning process spirals into missed targets, excuses, and finger-pointing. As I dug deeper, it became clear that the real problem was hiding in plain sight, with symptoms of this issue everywhere. Sales teams were padding their numbers because they didn't trust supply to meet demand. Supply chain was discounting those forecasts because they didn't trust sales projections. Leaders were making decisions based on what they thought was real demand, while the actual risks and challenges were buried in the fine print of an appendix slide no one was reading. The CEO had been laser-focused on improving the numbers, but in that moment, as we shifted the conversation to the behaviors needed for a truly integrated process and reflected back what was taking place in the room, she began to see the real issue. She cut through the noise with one simple but powerful sentence. "If we don't trust each other, the numbers won't matter." It was in that moment the team realized that their IBP journey wasn't about fixing the forecast. It was about fixing their relationships and how they work together. Because the reality is, without trust, even the best planning processes will fall apart. From that point forward, the conversation started to change. It wasn't a quick fix, these things never are, but it was a turning point. But as time went on, there was less posturing, more problem solving. And instead of defending their numbers, leaders started focusing on understanding each other's challenges. So here's what I want to leave you with today. When people talk about business transformation, they often want to jump straight to technical solutions. Better processes, better data, and better tools. But real change, that comes from people, working together, trusting each other. Because no forecast, no strategy, and no plan will ever succeed if the people behind it don't believe in it, and in each other. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Please share and like the show. And if you want to know more about how I can help you transform your business with integrated business planning, check out my website and reach out at crystallee.net.